Let it happen, Captain.
Dreamed about a reef of 5 feet long. A little bit high, but not too strong. You'll be high, but not for long. If you're a viper.
Police in San Jose, California are denying published reports that Marty the marijuana mouse is on his deathbed. Marty was captured last spring after the small rodent had apparently been making nightly raids on the San Jose Police Department's narcotics cupboard, where all the drug evidence was kept.
When we're playing hide and seek, at my heels they sneak, sneak, sneak.
Police reported that Marty, over a period of several months, had managed to nibble away at everything from cannabis to cocaine during his dope-eating sessions. After Marty was apprehended, he was turned over to drug researchers for tests. They found that although he apparently enjoyed getting stoned, he was not addicted to any of the drugs he had been using.
Oh, no, man. Am I hooked on narcotics, man? Oh, no, man. You must be out of your mind, man, to say that to me. You know, man, occasionally, I might blow a little grass once in a while.
Over the past few days, several news agencies have flashed reports that Marty, far from being high, was on his deathbed. One claimed that UCLA drug researchers were waiting to receive Marty's last remains, perhaps within hours. Not so, says Officer Ann Moore of the San Jose Police Department. Officer Moore says that while Marty does have a slight red patch on his left shoulder,
don't touch that dial.
The little mouse is still happily scurrying around his cage.
I must offer to you a confession. I like movies that give me a fright. If the subject is horror, I've got to see more, or I won't be contented all night.
I'm Bobby Blue for the Progressive Radio Network.